Hey, what's up, fellas? Welcome back to another episode of the Josh A. Podcast. This time, it's the surviving a hurricane edition. There's, a cow just flew over my house. Yeah, so apparently there's a massive hurricane about to hit Florida. I'm in Orlando, and it doesn't look like a great spot to be in, but, like, I think I'll be fine. But just so you guys know, the grind doesn't stop. I'm still here doing the podcast, even in horrific weather conditions. You know, I will literally die for your entertainment. And dude, like, what's up with these hurricanes being called like normal ass people names? I don't understand this. Like, Ian, that's the name of this hurricane, Hurricane Ian. Like, if you want people to be scared of a hurricane, like, call it something, like, ridiculous, like Deathbringer 9000, you know? Like, do something that emits fear and gets people to actually take it seriously, because like, how am I going to get killed by someone named Ian? I was also thinking, too, it would just be so ironic, you know, if I do end up getting wiped out by this hurricane, right? It would be so ironic that my last song is called Out the Grave. Like, just out the grave and right back in it. But no, I mean, I think I'm staying safe. Nothing's really happened so far. It seems like the hurricane's making landfall, but, you know, where I'm at, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm in Orlando, but there's no real craziness happening. I'm kind of disappointed compared to, like, how people were acting at grocery stores and gas stations. Like, dude, there were lines out the gas stations. It looked like Black Friday at Publix. People were just, like, ripping their eyeballs out of their skulls for a can of Chef Boyardee, man. But, I mean, maybe I'll eat my words and it just hasn't hit yet. But I don't know. I feel kind of like nothing's going to happen. I think a lot of the people who freak out in Florida about hurricanes and stuff are not locals. It's like all these sheltered rich people who have moved to Florida in the past, like, year or so, who are, you know, coming from New York and California, they have no understanding of horrific weather, and that they come to Florida because they're thinking, oh, cool, it's cheap and sunny, it'll be great. We can gentrify this place up and install a Whole Foods in every city and town and drive out local businesses. And then when they see a hurricane coming, you know they all get into hysterics and everything because they've never experienced it before. They don't know what it's like, but. Yeah, I mean, just in my own experience, I've lived in Florida all my life. It's nothing really to freak out about too much. I mean, if you live in Miami, yeah, it'll be horrible, but, just anywhere in like central and North Florida, you're going to be fine. And I'm not too worried about it. Like, take precautions and everything for sure. But, I think, you know, as long as you're not like making dumb choices, like walking out to get the mail or something, you're gonna be okay. And to my people in Miami and Tampa, like lower Florida, who are getting hit by the hurricane head on, stay safe out there, fellas. You know, stay inside, don't go out, don't make any dumb choices, and you know, I'm keeping you in my prayers, even though I don't know if that does anything, but I'm thinking about you. So aside from impending doom and destruction, you know, doom and gloom, aside from all that, what's been going on with me, man? I did a show in Chicago on the 18th of September, and that was super fun. And then after that, it was my birthday. I turned 26. I'm becoming a fucking boomer. It sucks. But yeah, that's kind of the reason I've been slow to get a new episode out of the podcast, just because, you know, I did the show. I needed to kind of decompress from all the socializing, and then my birthday hit, so I just wanted to, you know, take a little time for myself and enjoy life a bit. So I'm trying to keep a schedule with these, but for the most part, I kind of just want to do them whenever I want to do them, if that makes sense, so that way it's actually fun for me. I don't want to feel like I'm, like, forced to do them, otherwise the episodes will suck. So yeah, let's talk about Chicago, man. Chicago was super fun, dude. It was a really good weekend for me. I think it was something that I really needed personally, just personally and mentally. It was kind of like the weeks leading up to it, I was really dreading it. I was just anxiety ridden. I didn't want to do it. I was nervous as hell. And I also, like, I from the last episode, I talked about, you know, some depression I've been dealing with, and I put on weight because of that, And so I just didn't like how I looked. I didn't want to go out on stage, but I just powered through it and did it anyways, because I just didn't want to look back and on my life or whatever and think, man, I wish I did this, or man, I wish I did that. I just wanted to, force myself to go into an uncomfortable situation and do it. And I would recommend that to you guys as well, is any sort of situation where, you don't want to do something because you don't know if it's going to be, like, you don't know what the outcome is going to be, so like you avoid it or whatever. Just do it. Just go out and do it, and by the end of it, you will like come back home and be like, wow, that's what I was nervous about. That's what I was worried about. And yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened, dude. I finished the set, and I was like, really? I was that nervous about it? I was having so much fun. It was great. So yeah, I mean, just if you're going through anything like that, where you have a unknown or uncomfortable situation, just force yourself to do it. You're gonna thank yourself afterwards. And yeah, it was a great time, dude. I flew out on the Saturday before and just sort of like slept beforehand, went to sleep, and then woke up the next morning. And me and Jake were texting, and we decided to have him come out for a surprise appearance, and thought that that would be like a cool thing for you guys to see. Yeah, and it was really cool to reconnect with them, 'cause it's been a minute since we've hung out in person. We haven't really seen each other that much. Like, we still talk here and there, but this was kind of like a nice moment. And we went out and got dinner afterwards. It was a great time. You can see it in his in Jake's latest vlog. There's like footage of it and stuff. So yeah, I mean, it was a great weekend, dude. It was something that I think I really needed mentally, because before that, I've just been in a real dark place mentally, and being able to see everybody and see the fans, see Jake, and especially my cousin as well. I brought him with me, and he was a huge like rock throughout the whole thing for me, just like to keep my eyes on the prize and not stress too much about it, So yeah, it was just awesome. I think again, it was something that I really needed, and I'm like so eager to do more shows and get on the road and get this tour set up again. I also wanted to give you guys a update on Hellraiser, which is the next Literary Vibe album. So it should be out pretty soon. I'm gearing up to finish recording it and to finish animating it. Animating it is the thing that's taking the longest for this project. If it was a typical Literary Vibe album, it would be out by now, but I want to do something unique and something different that I haven't done before with it, which is have the majority or the whole thing animated, where it follows a loose story. Some stuff is kind of like detached, but for the most part, there's like a overarching storyline going on that you guys can watch wherever. Instead of it just being a normal album, you can actually like visually watch the storyline happening and stuff. I think that that would be really cool. I will say it's detached from the like the Fearless 2 storyline that I was working on. This is like the way how I would describe this more so is a Literary Vibe Halloween special. That's kind of how I'm treating it. It's like a little bit like fun and just like comedic and stuff. It's not really like trying to do anything like crazy serious for the visual side of it. It's more so just like the best way I can describe it is a like 1930s rubber hose style like Cuphead animation, and then there's like some other stuff too. Like I do have some color animation in it as well. That's more so my style. But yeah, it's gonna be sick. If you're watching on YouTube, you can actually see me animating it as the podcast is going on. I wanted to switch up the podcast like format for video a little bit, so you can see my workflow with the stuff. And dude, animating takes so long, man. I think I like might have creatively bitten off more than I can chew, because the amount of work that it requires to animate this shit, and it's not even like really crazy animation or anything. Like I'm not going fully like frame by frame and shit, but it's still it still takes so long, because one, I'm doing this all by myself, and that's like a feat in and of itself. I kind of feel like this is a new creative fulfillment for me in a way. It's really sick. Like to be able to do something that isn't just music, you know, wherever I can stretch my wings a bit with music and stuff. And the other difficult part about this stuff is that I'm drawing I'm drawing the characters, I'm drawing the backgrounds, and also having to take in all the PNGs of that and manipulate them and animate them in a way where it looks like you know, it looks professional, it looks good. So yeah, it's been taking some time. I've been talking about this for like the past 2 months, but it's been a fun process for me, and I really love doing it, and I hope you guys like it as well. I hope it like the amount of work that I'm putting into it. I'm hoping that it pays off. I'm hoping that it's a success and something that people want to see in the future more often. So yeah, I mean, if it fucking blows, if it sucks, if you guys don't like the animation, I won't do it anymore. But I'm having so much fun with it, so I really hope that you guys like it. And in a way, I am kind of glad that it's taking longer to make this, because compared to if I dropped it in September, it would like kind of be spooky season and all that. But I think dropping, you know, like the first week or the second week of October is gonna make way more sense. Just with the project and everything, it completely fits the spooky vibes and like making it a Halloween special. And I'm hoping that I can figure out a workflow strategy with this, wherever I don't have to spend so long on the animation. That's the problem, is like I need to hire somebody to do this with me, so that way I could be cranking these out a lot more frequently in a way. Because I think like maybe animation could be a way for me to get like a window for you guys to see into what the world of Little Revive should look like, or the vibe of it and stuff. I can kind of expand more visually as opposed to you just relying on the music and stuff. And a big inspiration going into animating this is like the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. I love it whenever a cartoon series does a Halloween special, and that's just the vibe that I want to give off with this, where it's like once a year I can do this like really elaborate animated music video thing that spans across a whole album. I think that would be like a cool thing for you guys and stuff. And eventually I want to turn it into something bigger, just in the back of my head. Like it would be so cool to you know eventually get it to the point where, you know, I could do like a premiere or some shit, you know, have you guys come out to like a movie theater, rent out a movie theater and like air it, and maybe have like other accommodations too, you know, just like a bunch of spooky stuff. Like one day I mean this is all just me talking out of my ass, but one day it would be great to have my own like Halloween carnival type thing once a year. That would just be so fun. And there's so much just creatively that could go into it as well, like designing the rides or the games and stuff, and having like little plush doll prizes of different shit in this universe and stuff. One day though, I just need I need Jeff Bezos to give me like $1 billion, and then I can do it. So yeah, fellas, I think I'm going to leave it at that for this episode, just because I'm not sure when I'm about to lose power or internet. Just during the duration of recording this, the winds have started picking up. The storm's been getting a little thicker, you know? So yeah, just so I can get the episode out, I'm just going to call it here, because it'll take time to edit it and stuff, and I'm hoping I can get it edited quick enough before I lose power. So yeah, as for the next episode, I'm not sure when that's going to be, because I really have to focus my attention on getting this Hellraiser project out. That's like my main prerogative right now, so it might be a week or two before I get the next podcast episode out, but just know it's because I have something, you know, in the works. I have something coming that's going to be sick. All right, well, I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for being awesome. And thanks for coming out to the Chicago show, to everybody who came out. It was so cool seeing you guys out there. And again, just like I talked about before with it, it was something that I really needed. And you know, seeing you guys at a festival show where most people don't even know who I am, and you guys showing up, going crazy, jumping up and down, I'm just grateful for you guys, man. All right, well, that does it. Thank you so much. I will see you in the next one.